But what about the stuff they're talking about? My mind, my emotions, and my intuitions. And those are the areas that I look at. It's like, how good's my mind today? To check, you know, check your own track record today. How has your mind been today? Is the world you're living in a good place, or is it a world, a place you're struggling with? You're finding fault with it? How about a relationship? Maybe you're having a relationship with some problems today. How do I stay in the good life if I got something going on that isn't pleasing to my life or isn't making me feel really, really good about the world I'm living in? How do I anchor onto those good things that are there, take care of the bad things that are there without getting caught up and living in a bad world? Part of the things that we talked about in step seven, it goes on to say something really important. I guess we'll connect to it in terms of humility. Like, humility sounds like a good thing to have, right? Go to page 79, read the second paragraph there. It says, indeed, the attainment of humility is the foundation of all of the 12 steps, but humility is something we want to meet in case of an emergency. It isn't something you turn on, it's something you need to be on. You see, humility is something that is an ongoing way of life. It's not a switch that I go, oh, I'm going to be humble now. Oh, not humble, I'm going to be humble now. It has to be something that's already incorporated. Meditation's the same way. To keep my mind sound, to keep my emotions sound, and to keep my intuitions active. That's why it's a hard principle to lay hold of. If you don't do it, are you going to die? No. Many people have lived their life without meditation and could even say they live fulfilling lives. The thing about it is, if I do it, is it going to give me that new concept that's going to lead me to the destiny that I've always wanted to go to? If I do it, is it going to give me that emotional stability that when things are in an uproar, I can stay quiet and calm? If I do it, is it going to be that idea where I'm walking around the world and I just decide to go right? I don't know why I went right, but I went right. And when I went right, this happened. Or I went left. I don't know why I went left. Intuition told me to go left, but I went. So I went. I trusted my gut. I trusted intuition. And as a result of it, wonderful things happen. How do I expect to hear that voice if I'm not attuning into it?